don't serve their kind here.
Hello, listeners. It's me, Connor. From your, let's say it's your favorite Star Wars podcast. Yeah, we're just going to take that credit and go with it. Yeah, anyway, well, here you're probably thinking, what is this? Where's the Nick? Where's the other guy that we like listening to on this podcast? Well, you know, he's not here right now. And also, if he was on, that would be giving him semi-credit for this. But this bonus episode, yes, you heard me right, bonus episode, ooh, exciting, am I right? Was all done by me. Yeah, your local friendly podcaster, if you live in the same neighborhood as me. But we have, you know, anyway, yeah, so this is a recording of me doing an interview with John Wilkins, or Jonathan Wilkins, you know, however he would like to go be called by and stuff. Anyway, yeah, he sat down with me from the other side of the country in the London area, so I sat down, he probably sat down too. Makes sense, alright. And did a little recording, and I did a little interview with him, and, you know, it all went over fine. And, you know, here's the recording here, now, yes. And I hope you enjoy. Also, the sound quality here is not very great. I had an old mic, and he didn't really have a mic at all. So, yeah, enjoy.
Hello, this is Connor here, and I'm doing my interview with Jonathan. Jonathan, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, a little bit about myself. Where do I start? I'm the editor of Star Wars Insider magazine. Lifelong Star Wars fan, so it's a dream come true, as you might imagine. I studied film and English and journalism, so it sort of, yeah, seemed like a natural thing to work on a Star Wars magazine. So when I found out there was a Star Wars magazine out there, I knew it was what I had to do.
Yes, I love reading all the...
I'm in charge, but not quite.
Star Wars. I love reading all the new issues as they come out.
Oh, cool. Thank you very much.
Yes. All right. So, first question. What is your favorite part of your job at Star Wars Insider?
Oh, wow. My favorite part of the job is essentially meeting people. It's, you know, putting the magazine together is great fun, and a lot of hard work, I might add. But actually meeting people such as yourself, you know, at conventions, fans, people who, you know, good or bad, have things to say about the magazine, that's always nice. And occasionally being lucky enough to meet, you know, people like Mark Hamill or Carrie Fisher, who, you know, I've grown up. I'm, believe it or not, I'm 40, so I've been following Star Wars a long time. So the thought that I actually get to meet guys like that is, it's unreal.
Right, because you saw the originals when you were a kid, right?
Yeah, I know, yeah. Back in the early 80s, I didn't see them at the cinema. I saw Return of the Jedi at the cinema. That was the first one I saw, which made Star Wars very confusing for me as a kid.
Right. Yeah, I would imagine watching that one first would be a little bit hard to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So work backwards.
Right. I'm wondering, what is your favorite Star Wars character and why? From all the movies, or the Clone Wars?
Wow, from all the movies, okay.
It could be Clone Wars or Rebels too, but anything.
I would say my favorite character is... I wish it was a bit more interesting than this, but my favorite character is Luke Skywalker. Because... when I was a kid, I had blonde hair, which was a little bit like Mark Hamill's hair in the movies. So when we were playing at school, playing at being characters from Star Wars, I always got picked to be Luke Skywalker. So I would say that I would say that he's my favourite character, and also partly because I think over the years, Mark Hamill, lots of people have been, you know, said, oh, you know, why has he not had a big movie career? Or, you know, Harrison Ford's obviously been, you know, a huge movie star. Mark Hamill hasn't. And I've always felt like, yeah, but he's a really good actor. If you look at Mark Hamill's performance across those movies, he goes from, you know, the whiny kid to the Jedi. And no one else has that kind of character arc. So, yeah, for me, it's Luke Skywalker. Plus, he has the coolest outfits. I think his outfit he wears in The Empire Strikes Back when he's his Bespin outfit.
Right.
Yeah, because also I remember being collecting the toys, collecting the figures, and that Luke Skywalker was Luke Skywalker, and then it was in. I think it said Luke Skywalker Bespin fatigues, and I just remember as a kid like thinking, "What are fatigues? I need to find out what fatigues are." So I've got kind of weird memories.
Did you ever get to interview Mark Hamill?
Oh yeah. I was incredibly lucky. Incredibly lucky. I was at. No, I think it was the celebration that was in about 2 or 3 years ago. I guess it was Celebration 6. And we had a vintage interview with Mark in the magazine that Lucasfilm had kindly given us, which was the first interview he'd ever done. And I kind of thought to myself, well, I'd like to kind of see if I can get him just to take a look at it, just in case he says anything in it that he doesn't, you know, not happy with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, you can't get anywhere near him at a convention. He's behind screens, behind bouncers. There's no way. So I saw his wife there, and I thought to myself, well, I'll just ask her if she would mind asking, you know, just took a risk. And she was like, no problem at all. Didn't mind at all. And then not only that, she said, you guys should do a new interview with Mark. He's got a lot of great stories to tell. And I'm thinking, yeah, absolutely. Yes, please.
Yeah.
And so thanks to Mrs. Hamill and Mark's daughter as well, sort of got involved. They set up an interview with Mark.
Wow.
And the interview was because the interview they set up was because Mark really wanted to say thank you to the fans who'd come to the convention.
Right.
Because one of the slight, you know, while it's all good fun, one of the slightly sad things for the guys signing the autographs and taking the photos is that the fans kind of come past, say, you can say a quick hello, you get your signature, and then you're off.
Right.
And you don't really get a chance to say it. And so he really wanted to sort of speak, albeit collectively, to the fans, you know, the fans who had come along and sort of say a proper hello to them, which I thought was really sweet. You will tell me if this is boring.
No, it's great.
I got his phone number, and we set up a time, and I think it was, if memory serves, it was about 5 PM for him, but for me it was 3 AM. So I'm calling up at 3 AM in the morning to talk to Mark Hamill. It was lovely because he as I remember it, it was the anniversary of him, of it, the first time he played the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was like the 20th anniversary, maybe 25th anniversary. And I just said to him, like, happy anniversary, Mr. Joker. And he did the first part of the interview in the voice of the Joker, which was kind of like incredibly surreal. But it was wonderful. I've still got the tape somewhere, actually. I have to dig it out. It's very funny. So we did an interview. There was lots of emailing back and forth. He was absolutely wonderful. He said, you know, anything you you need, you know, if you need anything else from me, just let me know. And
right.
So I think I sort of just called him one last time to clarify a couple of things he'd said. And there we have it. It's been my favorite interview I think I've done. Luke Skywalker, you can't really beat Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. Man, he's so happy to be in these films and work with all the fans. I was, like I said, at Anaheim, the celebration down there last year, and I went to he had an interview on the main stage with the voice of Obi-Wan Kenobi, James Arnold Taylor, I think.
Yep.
And that was really cool. I got to watch that.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, he really is, because I think what's very apparent with him is that he's a fan himself. He's a fan of not necessarily Star Wars, but he really is into comic books and old TV shows. So he can kind of identify in a way that, you know, maybe someone like Harrison Ford doesn't, because I don't think Harrison Ford's a fan of anything, to be honest.
that brings us to our next question. What is your favorite Star Wars movie and why?
Oh, well,
it's a hard question.
It's a really hard question. Right. I can tell you that a lot of people would answer The Empire Strikes Back. And I think The Empire Strikes Back's great, but I just think you cannot beat A New Hope. I love A New Hope.
Right. It's what started it all.
I mean, the thing with A New Hope is that it's very sort of, it's quite different from all the other Star Wars movies. It's, you know, it could stand as its own film if they hadn't have made any other ones. And I love it because it's, I don't know. I mean, tell me, for sort of younger guys such as yourself, is A New Hope, is it quite slow?
Well, I don't know about other kids my age, but I thought that A New Hope was pretty cool when I first watched it. But of the originals, I always liked Return of the Jedi more
for
some reason. But if you're asking my favorite movie, I think I'd have to say The Force Awakens, because that's the only movie I got to see in theater, and it was amazing.
Oh wow! Okay. Oh, so that was your first movie to see that, is it? Wow. Okay.
Because Revenge of the Sith came out 2 years after I was born, so I don't think I was old enough to go to that.
Wow, I feel ancient now. That's gosh. Oh,
yeah.
Young people. So yes. So the original, I think, A New Hope. Do you know what? The funny thing is of course, The Force Awakens is great, but it never crossed my mind because I haven't seen it enough.
Right.
I've seen it a couple of times now, but I mean, it's definitely up there. Definitely up there. But, the original one, just because it's so funny and it's kind of poignant and I can kind of remember seeing it for the first time and just laughing at the Jawas when they come running out and attack R2-D2. It was just like totally crazy because I just thought they were little kids in hoods. I didn't realize they were creatures.
Ooh,
I was
teeny.
Only about four at the time.
Yeah, I really like the Jawas. They were some of my favorite characters from A New Hope too. How did you start writing for Star Wars Insider?
Well, I'd like to say it was a lot of very hard work and perseverance, but unfortunately, there was a lot of luck as well. And I know Obi-Wan says there's no such thing as luck, but there was a bit of luck. What happened is I started at Titan Magazines.
Right.
who kind of do all sorts of, they do Star Wars, Star Trek, The Walking Dead, various. We've got Batman versus Superman coming up, all things like that. But I started there working on a magazine called Dreamwatch. And Dreamwatch was just a sort of general science fiction magazine. So it was lots of different movies and TV shows. And I joined the company to work on that. And within about a week and a half, the magazine ended. So I was out of a job. But for my my boss coming over and just saying, "Are you a fan of Star Wars?" Which, of course, the answer being yes. So I became thrust into the world of Star Wars, the Star Wars magazine, Star Wars Insider, simply because I'd lost my other job. So I became the deputy editor, and then after a couple of issues, my boss, who was the editor of Star Wars Insider, a guy called Brian Robb, mm-hmm. He left the company, and so I took over. I took my first when I first started on it. I was also editing the Indiana Jones magazine, so so I was kind of Mr. Lucasfilm for a while.
Yeah. You got two Harrison Fords.
Two Harrison Ford things. It's very confusing. I just, thank goodness he wears a hat in one of them. Yeah. That's all. I kind of ended up on it via that, and I've been doing it ever since, which is an awfully long time now.
Yeah. So let's see. I think you already answered this question, but maybe it was somebody different. Was Mark Hamill your favorite actor to interview, or was it somebody else?
Well, yeah, he is. But to be honest, all the actors I've interviewed and all the people associated with Star Wars, they've just been really lovely. You know, I've never come across anyone that's not sort of... that I haven't enjoyed interviewing, put it that way. One of my favourite interviews was, apart from Mark Hamill, was Peter Mayhew, which again was on the phone. I don't meet these people in the flesh much, right. Unfortunately. But Peter Mayhew used to live where I live, near where I live. So we had quite a long discussion about the shopping mall and and sort of what had been going on and what shops are still there and what's been knocked down on and so forth, which is kind of weird because, like, I'm talking to Chewy, it's very about Woolworths or whatever. It's very strange.
Did he want a shop to open where they sell bandoliers?
He did, yeah. He's... He said, yeah, he might come back to the area if they did that. He's he's over in Texas, I think, now. So, that was very cool. And also a very strange thing is that literally 5 minutes drive from where I live, Dave Prowse lives.
Whoa, that's awesome.
So I went to interview him at one point. I kind of went and did that one personally, and it was kind of weird because as I was driving to the interview, I saw his house, and he was actually looking out the window. You know when Darth Vader looks out of the window of the of the Star Destroyer?
Yeah.
It was a little bit like that. He was kind of like just looking. It was quite intimidating. but it turned out he's a lovely guy, so yeah, another cool one. So
I got to see him briefly at Celebration, and he was just the nicest guy.
Oh yeah.
What did you want to be? What did you want to grow up to be when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I'm going to be totally honest with you here. This will go no further, right? Apart from your project, it's very difficult to even say it because it sounds ridiculous. When I was a kid, I wanted to be James Bond.
Like a spy, or like the actor who plays who?
Well, a spy, but like actually James Bond. I don't know quite what I was thinking. Yeah, I didn't want to be like Daniel Craig or anything like that. I thought I can do that. I can drive the fast cars and parachute out of planes and stuff. So yeah, it didn't quite happen that way. But seriously, I kind of wanted to write, some form of writing, maybe books or, an author or something like that. I kind of thought I'd end up doing, which is, I don't know, I got fairly close, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool if you got to eventually interview James Bond.
It would be absolutely amazing. It'd have to be the actual James Bond character, and as he's fictional, that might be difficult. You never know.
Yeah, I would listen to that interview.
Oh well, that's very kind. Very, very kind. Yeah. I'd probably be way too overexcited though.
I know this is probably obvious answer, but did you like Star Wars when you were a kid?
Well, oh boy, did I like Star Wars when I was a kid? Do you know what? Everybody liked Star Wars when I was a kid. We're kind of back to that point now where everybody likes it and it's this huge thing. There was a kind of period where people liked it, but it was a slightly more underground thing, but there's definitely a sense it definitely feels like the old days. Lots of kids I know, like even little tiny kids, are obsessed with Star Wars. And yeah, I was definitely, I was there for the vintage days of the action figures, of the Kenner, those cool little figures, which when you look back aren't really that cool, and they're a bit sort of crude.
Right. I actually have some of, well, not maybe that old, but some older figures from around 2005 that a friend's older brother gave to me because he was just done with them.
Yeah, yeah. They're it's funny, cool. Isn't it? I can remember would do anything for Star Wars figures. Every week we used to have a spelling test at school. If I got 8 and above, that would earn me a Star Wars figure. And I remember being at school, and it was on a Friday, and being at school one day, and I think I got 9 out of 10, but I was sick. So my mum came to pick me up, and I was lying on the back seat of the car, feeling really unwell, but I demanded we went and got a Star Wars figure. I was really not well. I remember, and it was Bib Fortuna.
Yeah. He's so a cool character.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I was too ill to even play with him for that entire weekend. The power of Star Wars, you see.
Yeah. Do you remember how many times you saw the original Star Wars in theaters?
Well, yes. Now, are we including the special edition in that?
Sure.
Yeah. I think I saw the original. I think it was about 3 or 4 times. I think it was about 3 or 4 times, including once I watched. I think it was the Empire Strikes Back special edition, where we watched it. It got to the end of the movie, and we just stayed in our seats, ducked down and watched the movie again. We watched the movie again because we enjoyed it so much. Because the thing with Star Wars, like, as you well know, is that you can watch it again and again and you'll spot different things, and there's different little
background characters and stuff.
It's very cool like that. So, yeah. So, I think when the films were originally released, the Return of the Jedi, I think I only saw it once. But that's because I was a kid and I didn't really have enough power over my parents to take me to see it again, even though I badly wanted to.
Right.
And yeah. In those days as well, you'd have, I know you have them now, you'd have, comic books of the, you know, telling the story of the movie, and you'd have, a storybook, and I can remember having the novel of Return of the Jedi, the paperback, and there were pictures in it that weren't in the movie,
mm-hmm.
So you kind of see those pictures, and you think, did I blink or something? When did that happen? Of course, it's not. It's just stuff they cut out.
Right. I heard that the novelization of that was released before the movie. Did you read it before you watched the movie?
No. I read the comic book before the movie. I think, but Yeah, but no, I didn't, I just can't remember now, actually. That's a very good question. I don't think I knew what was happening when I saw the movie. I didn't, because I can remember Return of the Jedi being really surprised all through it. Like, right. What's going on? What are these teddy bears? Yeah.
Do you know what your favorite issue of Star Wars Insider that you've written is?
Yes, I do. It's one I didn't officially edit. What happened is a couple of years ago, Warwick Davis came in to the office and was a guest editor.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of came in and we interviewed him and we made him lots of tea, and he made us all laugh and got up to all sorts and kind of was running around the office and sort of making people jump and whatnot. And so he was our guest editor for the issue about 2 years ago now, and that's my favourite issue, I think, because we've never had a guest editor sort of before or since. I don't know why. We might ask him back. But it was just a really fun issue to do. And he did a really good article for us, which was the, remember what it's called? It was called The Warwick Davis Guide to Acting in a Star Wars Film. And he's a very funny guy. So he came up with lots of amusing things, which I hope the people that starred in Force Awakens read it. That's probably how Daisy Ridley got the part in the movie. reading Warwick's Guide.
Yeah, do you remember when you did that issue?
It was 2013, and it was, I think it was issue 143.
I think I might have that one.
Which was it was a Return of the Jedi. It was the anniversary of Return of the Jedi. And the cover was just Luke Skywalker in his in his black Jedi costume.
Yeah, I have that one. I really liked that one. That was a good one.
It was good fun. Do you have a favorite issue? I'll put you on the.
Well, nah, that's hard. I really like the, maybe I'm a little bit biased here, but I kind of like the one where I was in it a little bit.
Oh, well, that's fair enough.
The Battlefront one that recently, it was like last month, 2 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Back in the fall. Right. Yeah.
But oh, I found. Cool. Sorry. Were you going to say something?
No. I was going to ask. Has anyone asked you to sign their copy yet?
No, not yet. But some people were pretty impressed. And,
oh, really?
Well, yeah, that's... I have to say thanks for that again. It was really cool.
No, you're very welcome. It really cool. No, it was really cool to include you. It was really cool to do that. Did we sent you a prize? Didn't
yes,
we? Did you
get... the Darth Vader.
You got it. Yeah, cool.
Yes,
okay.
It is very cool.
That's really because it's quite funny because sometimes we do always send prizes out, but sometimes we get like an email about 6 months later saying, I haven't had my prize. And it's like, why didn't you tell us sooner?
No, cool. Darth Vader came when I wasn't, when I was at school, and my mom opened it, and she's like, I think this is for Connor.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. So,
are you the only Star Wars fan in your... No, your dad's a fan, yeah?
Yes, he's a... I don't think he's as big as me, but he's a really good... He's a pretty good fan. He really liked the movies when he saw them.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that again. It's on my shelf next to some other models.
Excellent.
So, I know that you guys at Star Wars Insider get to see some stuff before it's released and stuff. So, I'm wondering, did you get to see parts of The Force Awakens before it got out so you could write about it in the latest issue?
Well, that is a very good question because what happens is that... I have to word this very carefully because, as you know, there's a lot of secrecy around Star Wars.
Right.
And even stuff when it's come out, there's still secrecy. Because what happens is we sign... to work on the magazine, you have to sign a thing called an NDA. And an NDA is a non-disclosure agreement, which means that whatever you see, you won't tell anyone. we didn't see any of the movie before it came out. Although I think I saw it about 3 days before it came out. So
the press? Did you go to the press screening?
Yeah, that's right. Which is like 3 days before it came out, which is sort of no good for a magazine because, believe it or not, we're putting stuff together. Wow, a good 6 weeks before it will actually come out. Generally, so we didn't. But I was sort of just told the roughly what the story was, and you know who the various characters were and their story. So, yeah, didn't see it, but I did know roughly. It was still a shock. You've seen it, yeah, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Wait, well, spoiler alert, it was still quite a shock when poor old Han Solo, I'll say no more, was very upset.
Right. yeah, that was sad.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what was your favorite part from The Force Awakens? Your favorite scene?
My favorite scene in The Force Awakens was... Wow. Let's think. Oh, there's... Come on, think. You know what? My favourite scene, I think, was the chase, the TIE fighters chasing the Millennium Falcon through Jakku. I just thought it was so exciting, and it kind of reminded me of the asteroid chase from The Empire Strikes Back a bit. You know, the Falcon flying around and stuff, and
the part where it went through the destroyed Star Destroyer, and that was cool.
All that stuff. I thought it was a really cool sequence. I thought, but also it wasn't just sort of action for the sake of it. It was kind of setting up Rey and Finn and their relationship, and I thought that was my favorite bit. I mean, the whole thing was amazing. Of course, being a Luke Skywalker fan, the last, well, what was it, the last 10 seconds?
Yes.
Was just amazing. So, and I cannot wait for the next one.
Yeah.
But which is cool, because it's not too far away.
Yeah.
Unlike in my day where you had to wait like 2 or 3 years between the movies, so you young guys have got it easy now.
Right.
Yeah, Star Wars all the time.
Yeah, Rogue One, and then Episode 8, and then more.
Yeah, more, forever more, let's hope. Yeah.
So, so I'm just wondering, without giving any spoilers away for Episode 8, do you have any good theories about what will happen in Episode 8?
Right, well, I think it will... Let's think. Any theories about what will happen? I think it will start with the words "a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away," and then the words "Star Wars" will explode onto the screen. No,
Man, I think you're onto something.
Do you think so? I think, yeah. I might be right. Yeah, if I was a betting man, I'd put money down on that. Well, all I've heard is that it's going to be darker. So the guy that's directing it, Rian Johnson, he makes pretty dark, bleak sci-fi movies. Like, he did a movie called Looper with Bruce Willis that was kind of, yeah, it, not a very happy movie. So I think it's going to have that type of vibe. So I'm thinking it's going to be like Empire Strikes Back along those things. But I think there's a lot of stuff set up in The Force Awakens that I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out, you know, like, you know, Luke returning and, you know, all this stuff with Snoke and of course, who, you know, finding out who Rey's parents are is going to be very interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of The Force Awakens, I know I already asked you what your favorite scene was. Do you have a favorite, like, new character from The Force Awakens?
Yes. I did. It's very difficult because I think all the new characters were really cool. I thought I was, you know, there wasn't anyone that I would, you know, dare I say there was no Jar Jar. my favorite character is, it's really tough because I want to say BB-8, you know,
yeah,
but I like Poe Dameron and I like Finn and I like Rey and
all of them.
I know it's awful. I want to try and give you a good answer here, so let's think. I will go for, I mean, my favorite character in the movie are the new characters. Kylo Ren. I thought Kylo Ren was great.
Yes, I really liked how he was a lot different than Darth Vader.
He was a lot different from Darth Vader, and he felt kind of like Darth Vader's dangerous, but Kylo Ren feels even more dangerous because he's not in control. I thought that was very, really clever.
Right.
And I mean, actually, I have to say, even though she didn't have a lot to do, I did like Captain Phasma.
Yes.
I think Captain Phasma, I think, will be kind of like Boba Fett as it goes on. I think she'll have more to do, and, you know, I think she'll have a bigger part to play as the movies carry on.
Yes. I thought, it's also a hard question, but if I had to pick, I might say Poe Dameron, because I just thought he was my favorite character from...
Yeah. Yeah, he's very cool, isn't he? I mean, he's, you know, the scene where they're flying the X-Wings over the lake, I thought was terrific.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wonder if he's going to end up getting the girl. Is he like the Han Solo character, you know, is he going to end up with Rey, or will she end up with anyone?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope he's back. Well, I know he's back. I hope he has a little bit bigger role in Star Wars 8. But yeah. That's all the questions I have. If you wanted to tell us more, I mean, I'd be fine with that. Or ask any more questions.
Yeah, okay. So tell me do you collect Star Wars action figures or anything like that, do you collect a bit of everything, or what's your thing?
Well, I've been collecting a bit of everything. I've my mom's big on vitamins, so I pointed her towards the new Star Wars gummies. So I could have, you know, the Vader cap that comes with it. Yeah, a couple of those kind of things. The action figures, I was never... Well, I mean, I like them, but I always liked the Lego Star Wars a lot more. So I've been getting a lot of those recently. The bulkiest thing in my Star Wars collection. But I like to just collect Star Wars stuff here, Star Wars stuff there, you know. It's starting to take over my closet.
Yeah, it has a way of doing that. It's...
Do you collect?
Well, do you know what? When I was a kid, I had all the action figures and all the spaceships, like the Millennium Falcon and so forth. But I kind of get the odd little bits and pieces, really. But one of the nice things about being editor of the magazine is I get sent the kind of stuff through the, you know, promotional books or, I don't know, toys or games or whatever. So I kind of end up with all sorts of Star Wars stuff in the office, but I tend to kind of give that. Like I said earlier, I know quite a few kids who are really into Star Wars, so I kind of save it all up, and then at Christmas time, I'm like, here you go. They're like, wow, really cool. But I did get said, so the one thing I have kept, not the one thing, there's plenty of things I've kept, but one of the things I've kept that I really like was I got sent this Millennium Falcon drone.
Oh, so, yeah, I've heard of that.
That's really cool. I mean, utterly lethal. You can knock everything off your shelves with that, but which I did. And then nearly chopped my finger off by sticking my finger where the little helicopter blade thing was. But yeah, that's really good fun. So,
what's really cool about... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go.
What's really cool about that in Star Wars is that even my principal of my school, he's really cool, Mr. Yuzwak. He's a pretty big Star Wars fan, and he got that, and he can't wait to try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's all excited. Yeah.
It's cool. It's funny. You say that. It's very interesting how Star Wars is... It's one of those things that all different generations like Star Wars. It's not just a thing for little kids or, you know, for adults or whatever. It seems like there's something in it for everyone, which I think is, which sometimes makes my job quite difficult because, you know, we want to appeal, excuse me, we want to appeal to the biggest possible audience. So it can be quite tough to, you know, to appeal to sort of people who are 10 and then people who are 80.
Right.
But but hopefully we do.
I think you're doing a pretty good job of it, because when I get the Star Wars magazines, I'm always excited to read them. And then if I forget to put them away, I leave them, sometimes I accidentally leave them on the couch, and then my dad reads them before he goes to bed.
Oh, right. Oh, well, that's good. That's sometimes good. I'm pleased to hear that. So what would you, if we could add one thing into the Star Wars magazine, what would it be? What would you like to see that we haven't got in the magazine?
That's obviously hard.
More pictures of you with Star Wars celebrities.
Yeah, yeah. That's really hard. I might want to see... I like your where you tell about new books and new toys that are coming out soon. Okay. I'd like to see maybe a bigger, that section grow a little bit more.
Okay.
Because I like reading that, and keeps me up to date on the stuff that's coming out.
Okay.
But for, aside from that, maybe they come out more often.
Well, that would kill me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good... Yeah, that's a valid criticism.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try and do more with the toys in the books, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting, okay.
Well, thanks for talking to me today.
No, you're very, very welcome. I mean, if you need anything else, just let me know. It's no problem at all.
Right.
At all, and yeah, let me know how you get on with it. I hope it's all okay.
Yes. I thank you for doing this interview. I hope you have fun in London, and
I'll hopefully see you next time there's a Star Wars convention over stateside, hopefully. Yeah. Washington maybe one day.
Yeah, I think the next one after London is in California again, so I'll definitely be going there.
See that? Fantastic. Cool.
Yeah.
I shall see you there, Connor.
Yes, see you there. Thanks again.
No, thank you. Take care. Cheers.